The title of today's sermon is A Determined Journey. I don't know how many people like rose flower. If you like rose flower, raise your hand. I do. Yesterday, I was trying to, just to enjoy my rose flower. And I figured out that, the roots were getting bigger and bigger, so I just decided to uproot them, thinking of where else to put them. But as I was coming, the thorns were so much poking me everywhere. I was like, oh my God, doesn't make sense. I had to wear gloves. Even with the gloves, it was so difficult for me. The branches, the leaves, everywhere. Rose flower, beautiful thorns, everywhere. Meaning, we look at it, we enjoy it. It's like, do not come close. Yeah, enjoy me from a distance, fine, good. But don't touch me. Obstacles to enjoying stuff. Even rose flowers. This morning we shall talk about our journey as a church, Memorial Presbyterian Church. Where are we going? Whatever journey, even if it's a journey to enjoy rose flowers, there must be obstacles. Must. You can't run away from it. So we are on a journey. And the journey that we are in has a destination. We have a goal. And let me believe that our destination for this church is one, to not close this church, to leave the doors of our church open. And so we are embarking on a journey to get people to this church, to grow numerically, to grow spiritually, to be more visible in the community, to be relevant in 21st century. That's the destination, to love more and to unite more. Oh, if that is our destination, let me believe that we are on the right journey. But my question is this a communal togetherness goal for this church? Are we all in agreement that there's a place that we are going? Or are we just coming here without having a destination in mind? And if we do have a destination, are you part of this journey? This morning, we're going to concentrate and talk about two people who were on a determined journey, Elijah and Elisha. And they had a starting point. And that starting point was Gilgal. That's the name of the town. And so Gilgal, let me tell you just a little bit about the place called Gilgal. So it's on the east of River Jordan. This place is a place of memorial. It's a place of new beginning. When the Israelites were going to the promised land, it was at Gilgal that they landed first. It was at Gilgal when Moses told them, when you get to the Jordan River, pick 12 stones. These 12 stones, you're going to set them in Gilgal as a memorial, so that when generations to come will ask you, what do you mean by these stones? you will recount the story of your experience from the land of Egypt. So Gilgal, a place of memorial, was the starting point, a place of new beginning was Gilgal. And my question this morning is, what's our starting point for memorial? Are we in our place of memorial? Are we still in our place of beginning? Where are we in the journey to be sure that this church does not close? Where are we in the journey to make people feel this place? Where are we in the journey for they to know that we exist? What about love together? Are we really loving? Where are we? What is our starting point? Even at the starting point, there were obstacles. For Elisha, since their destination was beyond the Jordan, their destination was over Jordan. And if their destination was over Jordan, beyond the Jordan, I have a song for you. Over the river Jordan, we shall meet over the river Jordan. By and by, over the river Jordan, we shall meet our Savior over there. We have a destination. They had a destination over the river Jordan. And so, at the starting point, Elijah said to Elisha, you know what? Stay here. The Lord is taking me to Bethel. Just stay at the point. So I ask you, where are you? Are you still at the point of saying, we need this church to not close? Where are you in this journey? You know what Elisha said to Elijah? As long as the Lord lives, and as long as you are alive, I will never leave you. I am going on this journey with you. I'm going to Bethel with you. Why not? Are you making up your mind to go with us for this journey? Are you or not? You want to stay at the starting point? And so two of them left and landed at Bethel. Let me tell you a little bit about Bethel. Bethel is a place of vision, a place of dreams. You remember that it was at Bethel that Jacob found, saw a dream of angels ascending and descending the ladders. You remember that, right? He was at Bethel. Oh, dreaming that someday, Memorial Presbyterian Church is going to be awesome. Dreaming about having a pastor. We haven't had a pastor for a long time. I can't wait for us to have a pastor. So they landed at that place. Do you know that wherever you are in your journey, there are obstacles? When they landed at Bethel, a team of prophets came and started bothering Elisha. Do you know that today the Lord is going to take your master away from you? Elisha was bold. Elisha said, I know. Stop reminding me of my sorrows. Just be quiet. In fact, I will believe that Elisha said, shut up. Stop. And my son will not let me say, shut up. If you say, oh, you said a bad word, ma. Why you say, shut up? You don't say, shut up. But sometimes he makes me mad and I'll be like, can you stop? Can you stop? Hey, first, can you please stop? Yeah. Will you shut up? You said a bad, yes, you made me say a bad word. And you're going to be sorry because God is mad at you. You made me sin. So, but anyways, Elisha was like, can you all be quiet about this? So in our journey, who is discouraging you? Who is that person that is making you to not go on this journey with us? Not just that the band of prophets disturbed Elisha. Elijah himself said, can you stay at Bethel? Because the Lord is taking me all the way to Jericho. Elisha was on a determined journey to go all the way. And Elisha said, as long as the Lord lives, and as long as you live, I will not leave you. I'm going on this journey with you. I don't care what the problem is. I don't care what the obstacle is. And so, both of them came to Jericho. You all know about Jericho, a place of victory, war victory. It was at Jericho that the walls of Jericho fell, you remember. They were marching. Every day they marched once. The seventh day they had to march seven times, and the whole wall crumbled. A place of victory. I'm sure that Memorial Presbyterian Church had victory. At least they have a pastor. They looked for one. They searched. They prayed, I believe. And now they have one. That's victory for us. Are we going to stop? Now we are done. We now have a pastor and that's it. No. Because even at Jericho, the band of prophets, they were all there. They started their yabbing again. Do you know? Do you know? The same Jericho, Elijah said, can you stay in Jericho? I am going all the way to the Jordan River. Elisha gave the same answer. As long as the Lord lives, and as long as you live, I'm going with you. Determined journey. And so both of them came to the River Jordan. That's the biggest obstacle. This obstacle was not just for Elijah, but for also Elisha and the prophets, about 50 of them. We are following them. And they came to the river. What do we do? The destination is beyond the river, over the River Jordan. By and by, over the River Jordan. Oh, by and by, over the River Jordan, we shall meet our Savior over there. It has to be over the River Jordan. Not before, beyond it. And so everybody was standing. What do we do? In fact, the prophets, we are so way, way, way behind because they thought there was no solution. But the solution was right there. Memorial Presbyterian Church, God has already provided solution for us. You know what Elijah did? Elijah realized that he had the solution with him, his mantle. He just touched it. The rivers parted. They walked just right there on dry ground. We are almost there. Memorial Presbyterian Church, we are almost there. Please don't stop before you cross the Jordan, the big obstacle. What is our obstacle? Maybe gossips, lack of love, or something. Whatever it is, let's say no to it. Let's know where we are going. Because there are blessings. When they crossed the River Jordan, it was awesome. Elijah was happy. The prophets were happy. Elisha was happy. Happy ending. And Elijah turned to Elijah and said, now tell me, what do you want me to do for you? Blank check. Just write anything. What I want is a double portion of your strength. That's all I want. Oh my goodness, this is so hard. However, since you have crossed the Jordan with me, since you have been on this journey to this point, if you see me ascending, you got it. And that's exactly what happened. There are things I will do to make this journey happen. And I am really passionate about it. And it's one reason I came to this place, for us to be together and achieve this goal. Maybe the next sermon, we're going to talk about how we'll do it together. The hurdle is there. You know, discouragements are there. But we can do it. And, you know, you can see the picture that I have. The end is in sight. The end is in sight. You know, that's why I wish I had a screen to be able to be showing you some of these things, especially for the visual learners. We're almost there. That's all I'm saying. Be prepared to be on this journey with us. Whatever it takes you, your time, your energy, your resources, you will have double portion of whatever you ask the Lord, guaranteed. Amen.